Our next speaker is Dr. Christina Riza. She was born in Italy, has been in private practice in Orange County since 1986, at first in internal medicine and later now in cardiology. She is a co-founder of Americans for Free Choice in Medicine and is a member of AFCM, participated in defeating the Clinton Plan in 93 and helped with Proposition 186, California's single payer plan initiative here, warning doctors and patients about the dangers of government-run health care. I always enjoy Dr. Riza's enthusiastic presentations on this subject, and I believe you will as well. Let's give her a warm welcome.
Thank you. So a man walks into a doctor's office and asks the secretary, "Do you take Medicare insurance?" "Sure we do." "Well, what's the copay?" $400 billion. You're right, it's not that funny because it's true. Well, I'm proud of all of you for being here. You are the future leaders in the fight of freedom for healthcare. Today I'm here not just as a doctor, but as an expert witness against socialized medicine. I left Italy 30 years ago mainly to escape from socialized medicine. And that fact, together with everything I had to witness that happened to my family, unfortunately makes me an expert. The people accuse me of conspiracy theory when I say that Obamacare is a home run towards socialized medicine. Should have been here to listen to Sally Pimes. Believe it or not, the term socialized medicine was first used in 1947 by the American Medical Association to warn doctors against President Harry Truman's healthcare initiative. At that time, the AMA was still on our side. If you Google socialized medicine, you get a term used to describe a system for providing medical care and hospital care for all at a nominal cost by means of government regulation of health services and subsidies derived from taxation. If you do not think that this just about nails Obamacare right now, you won't have to wait for very long. Even if there is no mention of socialized medicine in the 2,600 pages, this is the last attempt to shove it down the American's throat. Americans have rejected all-encompassing socialistic plans in the past, like the Truman's Healthcare Initiative and later on the Clinton plans. However, we have no problem accepting more modest plans like Medicare and Medicaid, which are based on exactly the same principles. In 1973, Richard Nixon smuggled a new form of socialized medicine through the back door under the veneer of private enterprise while he signed the HMO Act, which gave $375 million in government grants and loans to the health maintenance organizations, so that they could be greatly expanded and they could impose mass rationing as agents of fascist medicine. I say, Republicans like that, who needs Democrats? If we institute what Obama proposes, it will be impossible for private enterprise to function, and this will be the excuse for the government to step in completely. To prepare for that, they're already rounding us up in ACOs, accountable care organizations. I think they're upgrading the old Roman Empire method, divide and conquer, to a new version, unite and rule. Pretty soon, we're all going to be ready with to plug in our electronic medical record in the collective Bohr cube, and we'll all be assimilated. And if you're not a Trekkie, I apologize. But there is a problem, because healthcare does not grow on trees. It is produced by somebody, and therefore is in limited quantity. People get outraged. Healthcare is a good? Yes, it is a good, very important good. And because it is a good and is limited, it has to be subjected to the economic law or the laws of demand and supply. And it has to be rationed. Rationing, per se, is not bad, It depends who's doing the rationing. Is it you according to the market, or is it the government by force? You ration yourself every day when you go shopping. You buy this, you don't buy that. Depends what you need. It depends on your budget, and it depends on the price. As the other speaker said before, what do you think is going to happen when the price is zero? Because healthcare is paid by the government. Well, the demand is going to start going up towards infinity. But don't you worry, because the government has learned from the past. It's already happened with Medicare and Medicaid, where the price skyrocketed, as you heard before, so that they had to go and dream the DRGs in order to put some controls on the prices. This time, the proper rationing will be already in place. But who's better informed to ration? Yourself and your doctors, your patients, or the governmental agents? Years ago in Italy, my mother developed renal failure, and so she needed a dialysis machine. And hemodialysis was a covered benefit in Italy, except that she was put on an indefinite waiting list. I could not pay for her health, for her dialysis, even if I wanted to. The only hope she had was that somebody would die, and so a machine would get free for her. So I brought it to the United States. I started on hemodialysis, and unfortunately, a year later, she became so homesick that I had to say goodbye to her at LAX, knowing that it was going to be the last time I would see her alive. She went back, and since the machine was still not available, she was switched to peritoneal dialysis, much less efficient, which does not require a machine, and she was dead in 3 months. The Italian government was paying the bills, and my mother's life was not on the shopping list. When you switch over from the group who paid the taxes to the group who spends the money, you all of a sudden become very disposable. My mother died of an acute case of government rationing at the age of 63. More recently, my sister was diagnosed with an ovarian mass. Since the doctor was almost sure that it was not cancer, they gave her a date for surgery, which was necessary to be sure, for 6 months later. So she was smuggled by a nun into an office of a surgeon who was not supposed to see private patients because he's salaried by a government-ran hospital. So she paid cash with no receipt for an illegal visit. And all of a sudden, a week later, she got her surgery. So I was enraged when I heard that. I mean, she was just fine. She said, well, you know, the system works. It takes care of the public who otherwise would be dead in the street. We had one of the biggest fights about politics we had in our life, and we had many. I could not convince her that there's something wrong with the system, no matter what I said. Then all of a sudden it occurred to me. There is a fundamental difference in mentality between the American people and the people in socialized country. It has to do with the importance of the individual versus the importance of the group. And also it has to do with the role of government in the people's life. This is what we have to understand. And we have to understand it very well and hold on to our view that the individual comes first. We have to hold on to that idea for dear life before it is too late and we become like them. I already meet too many people in this country who think just like my sister, and it's almost impossible to argue with them. The government is not a productive entity. Whatever he has, he takes it away from somebody who's producing it. As you heard, the only thing the government has is a gun. The government has the monopoly of force. So the only choice is, what is this gun going to be used for? Is it going to be used to protect you, or is it going to be pointed to your head to dispose of you? In the past, and today in socialized country, the function of the government has been to rule the individual for the benefit of the king, the dictator, or in more modern times, for the benefit of the public good. But who's the public? Well, the public happens to be everybody else except for you. In the United States, the government was for the first time in history was placed at the service of the individual to protect individual rights, so that individual like yourself could go out, work, earn your living, fulfill your happiness, and actually feel safe that nobody could kill you, nobody could enslave you, and nobody could take away whatever you honestly produce. These are the principles and the reasons for the unmatched explosion of progress in this country in all fields, including medicine. This is why, despite what some movie wants you to believe, when somebody is very sick in socialized country and really needs something that they cannot get, they do not line up to fly to Cuba. They actually, most of them still do come here. But do not believe for a second that everything we have here is going to stay if we become like Europe or Canada. If we enact the same principles, we're going to have the same consequences. Rights are negative principles. A right to life means that nobody can kill you. It does not mean that somebody should feed you or should give you a dialysis machine. When the government stops protecting your life and it starts choosing who lives or dies, when the government tells you, "I have the monopoly on healthcare, and therefore, I'm sorry, but today is not your lucky day. Today, you are the one who's got to be sacrificed so that the group can live long and thrive." I couldn't resist, I'm sorry. This is how you have rationing, shortage, corruption, black market, and finally, where you cannot pay for services even if you want to, you have death. Ironically, the fact that the government is trying to give you something, a good or a service, as a right, that has the ultimate consequence that is not going to be available for people when they really need it. When the government stops protecting your liberty and it forces you to provide services to people who now are given the rights to your work, that's when you become a slave. The AMA in 1947, believe it or not, warned doctors that Truman's plan would turn them into slaves. There is something a lot worse than the evil profit principle they're so desperately trying to eliminate. You know, the more you work and the more you get paid. Try the more you work and the less you get paid. The last time they tried in Russia, it didn't work. But we're still trying to make it work in the People's Republic of Massachusetts. When the government stops protecting your right to make your choices and to fulfill your happiness, and it takes over every aspect of your life, that's called socialism. The AMA in 1947 warned doctors that according to Vladimir Stalin, socialized medicine is the keystone to the arch of socialism. As Dr. Astorino has shown, the history of healthcare in this country has been a constant violation of rights and the right principles. We are going from life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness towards death, slavery, and socialism. It's easy to decide if the reform is good or bad. Just ask yourself, where is it going to get you? Is it going to get you towards violation or towards protection of individual rights? If it's getting you to move in the direction of violation, and violation is what got us here, is not going to help. The good news is that the doctor's cooperation is necessary to enable Obama's care. Despite the fact that often they treat us as guilty criminals, just because we work hard and we make a good living taking care of our patients, they count on our integrity to make the system work. They count on us to continue to perform medical miracles despite all the obstacles that they're putting on our way. They count on us to continue to work without adequate compensation, despite denial of payments for needed procedure and needed treatments, despite essential medication not being covered or available any longer. They expect us to continue to take very sick people as our patients, while we are being scrutinized and punished for unavoidable complications by denied payments or worse. The flaw in the system is that we can say no. We are not going to work as slaves. We are not going to be put in a position where we have to choose between our career and the life of our patients. We are not going to stand back and watch our patients die of acute case of rationing. The most important thing that we have to understand, and which is the deeper answer to my sister's argument, is that socialized medicine is not a noble system which needs government enforcement, because we are not able to actually enable it all by ourselves voluntarily. Socialized medicine does not work because it's incompatible with human life. It is an immoral system. And this is the next topic. Thank you.